You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend, a major festival returns to Capitol Mall, celebrating the LGBTQ plus community. The Sacramento Pride March and Festival will take place this Saturday and Sunday, bringing together thousands of visitors. This year's festival also has made some more changes with the goal of making celebrations the most environmentally friendly in the country. Here to talk about what that is and what those green goals are, and also what people can look forward to this weekend, is Priya Kumar with the Sacramento LGBT Community Center, which produces and puts on Sacramento Pride. Good afternoon.
Thanks, Vicky. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you. Okay, so what led to Sacramento Pride making this year's event the greenest? How did all of that come about?
Yeah, a couple different ways, right? So on the larger scale, a common trend we're seeing amongst LGBTQ youth and just I think more youth in general across the world is that climate change is something that is on their minds. And it is something that's so prominent in the forefront of our minds that we want to make sure that we're including environmentalism in our policies going forward. So on that's the larger scale, we always wanted to make it more environmentally friendly. And we had a volunteer actually last year who observed how we were doing things and took it upon himself to kind of initiate the action and helped us a lot because our capacity is very small. So any help we could get on this was great. So it really took this community member to see the change and really go for it.
I mean, you've been having Pride now year after year and thousands of people, you know, turn up to Capitol Mall as well as for that march. Logistically, what were the biggest changes that you had to make to be eco-friendly?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things we're going to do this year is bin sortage. So just making sure sorting and awareness is amongst all the attendees. So we'll have signage, you know, kind of explaining the different ways you can recycle, compost, and landfill. So hopefully that can empower all of our attendees to help us out and we can work together on that. Another side of it is working with the vendors and all of our march contingents to make sure that they are aware of plastic swag or maybe just using different materials for the promotional items and things like that.
When I think of other festivals that I've been to in recent years, I mean, you can bring your own water container, right? And then
yes,
there's water filling stations to reduce plastic.
Yes, absolutely. So we are all about that policy. We want people to bring their water containers and their water bottles. Must be empty upon arrival, but you can refill it at many water stations that we'll have.
You touched upon, you know, the role that vendors have to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're putting it on as the Sacramento LGBT Community Center, but you have to have the buy-in of the vendors and other parties that are taking part and getting involved with this festival. So you have a Planet Proud certification.
Yeah.
What is Planet Proud? Proud.
It's just our little catchy title. We wanted to make something that signified their contribution to this cause and being a part of this festival. So we want to start. This is the first year we're doing this. This is the first year we're initiating this program. So we really hope we can get it off the ground and more vendors and more folks will be interested in joining.
Yeah. How has it been received? I know it's this weekend. It's
yes,
the first year. So, you know, I probably should ask you on Monday after everything's done. But in the days leading up, what kind of response have you been receiving?
It's pretty positive. I feel like online, a lot of folks are happy to see that we are moving forward with this. And it's setting an example, really, for, I think, other festivals in the city.
Do you know if there's any other Pride festival that takes on an environmentally friendly approach?
Not that I can think of, at least not in our region. It's such a huge festival and there's so many aspects to it. So I understand that sometimes I can get on the wayside, but really proud that Sacramento is we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So
you mentioned that it may actually shape festivals around our area moving forward. So have you been talking with the city or county? Have they taken a look at your plan?
Yeah, definitely. So part of this festival is working closely with the city and making sure, you know, we're working together to ensure safety and regulations and everything. So they took a look at this proposal and actually are going to use it as an example for future festivals in the city.
How do you hope this moves forward? I mean, it's not going to be the only year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're shooting for the moon, so hopefully we'll get something good out of it. But I think year after year we can improve, and this is just the first step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned that when it comes to youth and younger generations, mm-hmm, environmental issues are at the top of what they care about. and your center helps some of the most vulnerable residents in Sacramento. I mean, how does this intersection of environmental justice tie into the pivotal work that you're doing for some of the most vulnerable residents within Sacramento's LGBTQ plus community?
Yeah, definitely. So we support youth and LGBTQ plus people from all walks of life, right? But I think there's an intersectional approach that we're taking here and thinking about how this affects everyone. And it actually affects you know, folks who are not as socioeconomically privileged, affects them harder because now just the basic needs are even more hard to come by. And it's hard, the harsher climates and the harsher conditions are harder to live in. So in thinking about the future, we're trying to create a place where everyone can thrive. And this includes, you know, making sure our planet is taken care of. Mm.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Priya Kumar from the Sacramento LGBT Community Center about this weekend's Sacramento Pride, the march and the festival, and its goals to go green and eco-friendly. How many people are you expecting this year?
We hope to see at least 20,000 on the mall throughout the whole weekend.
So. What tips do you have for people if it's going to be their first year going to Pride?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So I would first of all recommend sunwear. It is, you know, we are in Sacramento. Yep. It is hot. It's summertime. So basically take care of yourself and come just and have a good time. There's so much to explore. So take your time through it. And it's a great experience for folks who've never seen an affirming area before, and they get to be affirmed by seeing all these experiences.
Yeah, so pack your sunblock.
Yes.
Bring that water container because mm-hmm. there's water filling stations. And when it comes to all the fun, can you talk to us about the entertainment that people will be able to enjoy?
Yeah, sure. So we're really excited about our headliner on Saturday night. Daya is performing at 8 p.m. And in addition to that, we have a bunch of talent from across the region. So we have Michael Medrano's coming on Saturday as well. Sunday, we'll have our RuPaul's Drag Race queens coming. So we have Miss Vanjie, Georges, and then Jada Essence Hall. So we're super excited for that. And I think a lot of people are, too.
And this is open for all ages, but you do also have certain tents and areas that are age-specific, correct?
Correct. So starting, we have a youth tent called the Q-Spot tent. Q-Spot is our youth drop-in center at the center. So during Pride, we take it to Pride. So that is open for youth that are between the ages of 13 to 24. Then we have other areas like our VIPs, 21 and up, because of alcohol and other things. And then we have our leather tent, which is to focus on leather pride and get that community in. But that is an enclosed space and it is 18 and up.
Got it. How has Pride in Sacramento really grown over the years? I mean, you're expecting 20,000 people this weekend. I imagine it didn't start off with that many.
No, not at all. It was a small community event a long time ago, and it has grown year after year, primarily by volunteers and by community members. So the center, as a nonprofit, we are, you know, we have some great staff, a great team, but we need all the help we can get. So just to have that community support throughout the years, you can really see how much we've grown.
Yeah. What do you look forward to most personally about Pride?
I think I'm looking forward to seeing the families and the people that come out. It's so nice to see youth experiencing something like that for the first time, and they get to be their authentic self, and including older folks as well. So we also have something called Club 55, which is a senior area, and we're focusing on our elders and making sure they're taken care of. So I think seeing how we're accommodating to all these people's needs is the best part.
Awesome. Well, the last question is a simple one, but it is an important one. Do you have mm-hmm. to buy tickets, and how can you do that?
Yes. So we highly encourage folks to buy their tickets online before the event. You can get tickets at sacramentopride.org/tickets. You can also purchase them at the gate, but just to streamline the process, just get them online.
Is there a chance to be sold out, or can that actually happen? I mean, Capitol Mall is pretty large.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I don't think we can be sold out. I mean, if we do, then we'll probably have to find another venue one day, but it's all good. Yeah.
Well, Priya, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you, Vicky.
I can only imagine how busy this week is.
Yes, very.
Priya Kumar is the Marketing and Communications Manager at the Sacramento LGBT Community Center. The center is coordinating this year's Sacramento Pride March and Festival, which will be taking place this weekend, June 8th and 9th at Capitol Mall. And just for transparency, the Sacramento LGBT Community Center is a financial supporter of CAP Radio. Still ahead, a new play in Yuba City is reimagining a famous blacklisted film from the McCarthy era in 1954. The cast and crew of Salt of the Earth join us ahead of its opening tomorrow at the Sutter Theater Center for the Arts. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.